So listen, all you boys and girls, I've got a story to tell. Get ready and take a seat, it's story time. It's story time. It's story time.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about music with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Our first book is called Farmer Joe and the Music Show by Tony Mitten. Down on the farm of poor old Joe, the hens won't lay and the crops won't grow. The cows won't graze and the pigs won't feed, and Joe just can't think what they need. But suddenly, Joe has a bright idea. Music has the power to cheer. He puts on his hat and yells, "Yee-haw!" Then he starts to pluck on his old guitar. Pluck, 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 diddle-diddle-o. Listen to the picking of Farmer Joe. The hens start flapping and clucking away. Then they all sit down and start to lay. Along the trail comes Fiddler Fox. He pulls out a fiddle from a battered old box. He tunes the strings and he lifts the bow. Then he fiddles to the picking of Farmer Joe. Pluck, 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 yaddle, yaddle, yaddle. Joe on guitar and Fox on the fiddle. Playing it nifty, playing it neat, till the pigs start dancing to the music's beat. Out of a burrow pop two big ears. Rabbit just loves that stuff she hears. She hops from her hole and starts to play on a concertina right away. A concertina, so you know, kind of looks like an accordion. Concertina, wee-ah! Skiddly fiddle and old guitar. The crops like the music, me oh my. Look at them stretching up to the sky. Now what's that rumbling, grumbling sound? Something big is stumbling round. Soon we'll see it face to face. Wow! It's Bear with a double bass. Doom, doom, doo, and a woom, woom, woom. Bear's bass booms with a deep, low thrum. The bass makes a buzz, and the day looks sunny. So out come the bees humming, "Let's make honey." Joe's on guitar with Fox on the fiddle. Rabbit's concertina fits right in the middle. The bears go buzz as they hum around, and Bear's bass booms as he stomps the ground. Bull wakes up. What's this he hears? "Herd!" he bellows. "Now lift your ears." The cows start mooing as the music play. Then they click their hooves as they bend to graze. The creatures caper, look at them go, to the thrill of the hillbilly music show. They jump and they jive, they leap and they bound. They love the rhythm of the country sound. But now it's hot, and the sun rides high, and the heat beats down from the big blue sky. What'll they do now? What do you think? They sprawl in the shade with a nice cool drink. And Farmer Joe can smile and strum and say, "Just let those sweet tunes come. No need to mope and moan around. We've got the power of music sound. If the pigs won't feed and the hens won't lay, I'll get my little old band to play." He thanks his friends for the good they've done. Then they play some more now, just for fun. So down on the farm of clever old Joe, the hens all lay, and the crops all grow. The cows all graze, and the pigs all feed. And Joe knows just the thing they need. The end. This one is called Just a Little Music by Mercer Mayer, which means it's got little critter in it. One day my family went to town to watch a parade. Many people were there to see the marching band. The music was very loud. Little sister had to cover her ears. I liked all the different instruments. I said to Dad, "I want to play music too." When the parade ended, Dad and I walked to the music store to look at instruments. I hoped that Dad would let me get one. While we were at the music store, Mom and my sister went shopping for clothes and other stuff. The store was filled with so many instruments. "Wow, Dad," I said, "I like the tuba." But the tuba was just too heavy. The flute was just too squeaky. The trombone was too long. The guitar had too many strings, but the drum was just right. "That's it," I said to Dad. "I will be a drummer." Dad signed me up for lessons. I couldn't wait to start playing my drum. I played it during the car ride home. It was a long ride, so I had plenty of time to play. "Can you drum your hands on the ground? Just like little Critter?" "Yeah, just like that." I played my drum before bed until Mom finally said, "Go to sleep now. Can you drum again?" I played my drum before breakfast until Mom made me go to school. "Drum some more." "Good job." After school, I invited my friend over to see my drum. But when I went to get it, it was not in my room. I searched and searched, but I couldn't find my drum anywhere. "Mom," I called, "my drum is missing." Mom asked little sister, "Did you do something with your brother's drum?" What do you think, did she? "I hid it in my room," said little sister. "He never stops playing, and it's too noisy." That was not very nice, was it? "Go and get it now," Mom said. The next day, I had my first lesson with a music teacher. I'm a very good musician. I'm so good, my teacher let me play his drums. Soon I will play my drum in a rock and roll band. I can't wait for my family and friends to see me play. They will be so proud of me. But maybe before I play at my big rock and roll concert, I'll just have a few more lessons. The end. Should we tell some jokes about music? What type of music are balloons scared of? Pop music. What part of the turkey is musical? The drumstick. Why did the girl sit on the ladder to sing? She wanted to reach the high notes. What do you call a cow that can play a musical instrument? A musician. How do you clean a messy tuba? With a tuba toothpaste. Why do hummingbirds hum? Because they forgot the words. What type of songs do the planets sing? Neptunes. What's the cat's favorite song? Three blind mice. What is the musical part of a snake? The scales. Why is a piano so hard to open? Because the keys are on the inside. What's the difference between a piano and a fish? You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Next, we're going to learn about different types of musical instruments. There are 4 main kinds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Strings, woodwinds, percussion, and brass. So strings are basically empty wooden boxes with tight strings attached for the most part. Those strings may be made of nylon or the metal steel, and sometimes even the insides of an animal. The strings are different sizes, and some are tighter or looser than others, and that gives them different sounds. You pluck the strings, and the sound echoes inside the empty box. Types of strings are violins, cellos, guitars. This is what they sound like. Now, woodwinds are long, hollow tubes that you blow air into. Most of them are made out of wood, though sometimes they have metal in them nowadays. They also have little holes in them. You make different sounds by covering different holes. Almost all of them also use a thin piece of wood called a reed. It vibrates when you blow into it, which also makes music. The clarinet uses just one reed. Oboes and bassoons use two stuck together, and the flute doesn't use any. This is what it sounds like. Brass instruments are made of brass, which is a type of metal. They are some of the loudest instruments you'll ever hear. They're basically long metal tubes, but at the end of the tube, it flares out, like the bottom of a bell. In fact, the end is called a bell. In order to play a brass instrument, you need to put your mouth on a small mouthpiece and buzz into it, like this. You try. That's it. And those buzzes vibrate all the way through the tube, making your sound. And then you get different sounds by opening and closing different holes, just like before. Types of brass are the French horn, trumpet, trombone, and the big tuba. They sound like this. And our last type of instrument is percussion. And there are lots of types of percussion. Some are really big, and some are tiny. To play a percussion instrument, you may hit it, or scrape it, or shake it. Sometimes you hit it against itself, like two wooden blocks. Or sometimes you hit it with a stick, like the xylophone. It sounds kinda easy, but it takes a lot of practice to hit it in the right place, at the right time, with the right amount of strength. Percussion instruments keep everybody else on the same beat. Drums are a type of percussion instrument, and there are so many types of drums. There are also cymbals and rhythm sticks and all kinds of others. They sound like this. So today, we're going to make our own music using just the stuff on our bodies. Can you clap your hands? How about snap your fingers? Can you clack your teeth? Those are types of percussion. They'll help keep the beat. What about adding some different notes? Can you hum? How about whistle? Or sing? Ah. You can do that too. So I'm going to start making my own music for a while, and then I want you to add your own. Do whatever you want, and hum along, slap your knees, sing your favorite song, or maybe you can come up with something that I didn't even think about. Are you ready? Then let's start making music. Did you put anything in there? Did you start whistling? You slapped those knees, didn't you? Did you clack your teeth? Whatever you did, I'm sure it sounded pretty good. Why don't we dance to some songs that other people made now?
ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. When ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. That is what they say, they say. That is what ducks say. When sheep get up in the morning, they always say good day. When sheep get up in the morning, they always say good day. That is what they say, they say. That is what sheep say.
Like a bird. mom what you eat.
All light is candy, all light is pie.
If you just eat that, you'll be a very big guy.
But I like to eat meat, and I like to eat fish.
When you chew on your food, you go squish, squish, squish.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Drink your milk, eat your cheese.
But don't eat too much cheese, you'll get wobbly knees.
Eat a lot of veggies and eat a lot of fruit.
Don't eat too much, you'll split your suit.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
And remember,
eat healthy and exercise. Please don't eat spiders and flies. Eat all different kinds of things. Don't fill up on chocolate ring-dings. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Plenty of minerals, vitamins, and fiber. Please don't chew on rubber tires.
Don't eat a lot of cookies. Don't drink a lot of soda.
If you drink a lot of soda, you might explode.
You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Chop, chop.
I'm following the leader.
That's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about music, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out, along with some very fun programs just like this one. Anywho, this is Miss Christine, signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!
So listen, all you boys and girls, I got a lot more stories to tell. Let's get together real soon at story time, at story time, at story time.
The preceding show was produced by Free 103.9 at the WGXE Studios in New York.